Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let's go.
We're Brooklyn at? We're Brooklyn at? We're Brooklyn at?
Well, actually, I live in Delaware now, so does that make me a Delawarean?
Keep singing, girl.
You know, Beyonce is my friend in my head. Jay, my people sometimes too. You know, when I was a kid, I had an imaginary enemy. Like, does that make me crazy?
Life as P, presented by Say What Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Life as P. I say welcome back because apparently a lot of you are repeat listeners. So thank you. I appreciate you being here. If you are a new listener, this is Life as P and my name is Phoenix Ash. I am your host. I am so grateful that you're here and sharing this time with me. I appreciate everyone who, you know, retweets, reposts, all of that good stuff. Share with your friends, family, whoever you think may need whatever message is popping off for the day or for the week. Thank you. Thank you. I really, really appreciate you guys. It's been so much like an incline in support recently. I don't know where you guys are finding me, but I'm so hype over it. All right. So like your girl been going through. I feel like I've been saying that for like weeks, maybe months. I've been going through. It's been an extremely difficult time for me. Just trying to get my mind straight, trying to get all the things around me straight, get my life straight. It's just been chaos. I finally sold my house though. Yay. Have not moved into the new house yet though. Boo. So definitely in transition. It's going to be a crazy few weeks, but I got this. I got this. I'm good. But you know, I was thinking about the storms and I just was in the storm and I knew that I was going to come out. I knew that there was light at the end of the tunnel, all the cliches. I knew that I was going to be good. It doesn't change how hard it was to get to the other side of good. It was hard. And I think for me, it wasn't necessarily physically hard, but emotionally, not having the help that I thought that I needed. I knew I didn't have it. So it's not the help that I thought I had, because I knew I didn't have it. But the help that I thought I needed, you know, it was a very sobering moment to look around and say, you know, I don't have that. Ended up letting someone help me who I would not have normally allowed to help me, because I'd spite my face all the time and I have like rules of how close I want somebody to be to me and all this crazy stuff. So that was crazy right there too. But I got through. They helped me get through. So many people in my life helped me get through, but it was hard. And I got caught up. I was real focused on all the things that were going wrong and all the things that I couldn't seem to pull together. You know, I was distracted. Everything seemed to be happening at one time. It felt like I was running out of money. Felt like my paychecks couldn't come fast enough. Every time I turned around, there was something that needed to be paid for, something that needed to be fixed. My daughter had a hole in her sneakers. Like, it just was so much, so much. And I totally forgot that when blessings come, they pour down as well. That when blessings come, it's a rain, it's a storm of its own. And as soon as you get that one drop, you know that there is a flood coming. You know, like you can feel it, like there's something behind this, there's something else. And I was focused on the wrong storm. I was focused on the storm that was trying to take me out, that was wiping me out, when there was something else brewing. You know, everything had a deadline. Everything had a date. Me selling my house, there was a deadline. I was under contract. There was a date in which we were going to go to closing. I didn't believe the date because everything was so last minute. I think my closing was on a Thursday. They confirmed that Monday, that closing was on Thursday. And then the appraisal hadn't been back yet. And that didn't come back till Tuesday. So it was still like this half belief that it was going to happen or go through. And, you know, I wasn't prepared. I wasn't ready. I wasn't packed up because I didn't have the finances to be in between. I didn't want to pack up my house and then the sale not go through because the appraisal didn't come back or whatever. And I'm stuck somewhere, you know, damn near moved out of my house. So it was a lot. And I wasn't prepared. I wasn't ready. Everything was at the last minute. And I was really hard on myself about it. I really, you know, beat myself up about how unprepared I was. And then at that time, I hadn't found a new house yet. And I just was like, when I say hadn't found a new house, like hadn't even, you know, had an offer on the table with a contract. So I was beating myself up. Like, how dare I not be ready? How dare I know that I'm a mother of a five-year-old and I'm in this transition, I'm in this in-between, standing in this hallway, how dare I not be ready? And I have a good friend who, you know, he's all about tough love. Sometimes it comes at the absolute wrong time, okay? Because it felt like we were both beating me up and I couldn't take it. I started having a panic attack and I just really needed to get some time and some space to myself to process my thoughts and pull myself together, because at the end of the day, things had to happen. They had to happen. They had to move, and they were all on a deadline. It had to go. But like I said, everything had a date. So there was an end date for everything. You know, I was very lucky. The day after closing on my house, I got the news that an offer I put in on a house was accepted. And it was a house that I saw the day before I moved. It was just really crazy. It was just really crazy, really whirlwind kind of stuff. But I'm very happy about that. But now, you know, I have to go through the buying process, right? So I have to go through inspections and appraisals on my end, stuff like that. So it was just really crazy. But I'm on the good side of the storm. I'm in the good storm. I'm in the good whirlwind, the good frenzy. And I kind of beat myself up even for that, for a little bit, for not recognizing that the bad storm didn't need all my energy. It was a storm enough. I didn't have to fuel it. I didn't have to give it my tears. I didn't have to give it my fight. I didn't have to give it all of that because it was what it was. But now that I'm in the good storm, like, am I giving it my fight? Am I giving it my tears of joy? Am I giving it, you know, I've talked about this before. I have a really bad habit of not celebrating in the moment when victory is among us or when it's at my doorstep. I have a bad habit of not celebrating. I'm like looking to what's next. And I'm always promising that when things are finished, when I get to this point, when things are done, when I can breathe, that's when I can breathe. It's not necessarily the best way to go about things. It is a defense mechanism because my mind, my body, my soul is trained for the other shoe to drop. I'm just trained that way from, you know, years of trauma. But I need to drop a shoe on that good storm. You know what I mean? Like, I need to fuel it, because if I give that good storm my energy and my attention, I might be able to enhance the intensity of that storm. I may be able to impact that storm, make it bigger, make it better, make it rain longer, make it more impactful. There's so many things that I can impact. It's like, I don't know about you, but I know for me, I have to sort of retrain how my mind works, because I will give myself credit for helping things go wrong. Like, I believe in my power enough to feel as though I contributed to things going wrong, that if I would have made this different move here or this different move there, that, you know, the outcome might have been different. And I caught that because I had a friend of mine who got into a car accident and he was going to buy a car. And I was like, yeah, you know, you should go. You know, I kind of like helped fuel the decision, like, yo, just take care of it right away. Go. You like it, you love it, whatever, go finish the deal or whatever. And so, like, on his way, he had a car accident. And it's really crazy because I started to blame myself. I started to think that, you know, had I not said it was a good idea to go tonight, perhaps he would have gone in the morning and missed the accident. But then I thought about it and was like, well, if he went in the morning and had an accident, I would have probably been convincing myself that had I not said wait till the morning, had he gone the night before, he would have missed the accident. And I just was like, why do I think I'm that powerful? That what happened, and it wasn't a bad accident and he wasn't hurt, but like, why I think I'm so powerful that I could have impacted whether he got into a car accident or not. But I don't believe in my power when it comes to the good storm. And that, you know, if I make this move here, if I do this thing here, if I pour into my career here, if I pour into my blessing here, if I add to that, like, why is it so hard to believe that I could impact and make a change? Because honestly, on the good storm, I'm probably more correct. It's probably more likely that I can have impact on how big it is, how wonderful it is, how far it goes, if I add to. Whereas the negative stuff is probably less likely that, you know, my decision making in a moment can contribute so greatly to something that happened to somebody else. And it's crazy because when I talked to my friend, like, it didn't even come up in conversation that he blamed me. And I was so afraid to talk to him, to think that, you know, maybe he might blame me. And so relieved to find out that that didn't even cross his mind. And I had to, like, check myself and be like, yo, where is this coming from? And, you know, it is something left over from my marriage where I felt like everything that had gone wrong or was going wrong or perceived to go wrong was, you know, at my feet. This is your fault. It's because of you. It's because you did this and because you said that and because you decided this. It was constantly put on the table as though my decision making was making life less bearable for my partner, which is one of the reasons why I let my partner go, because I don't want to be the person to do that. So we just focus on the bad storm and the things that are going wrong, and we just beat ourselves up and just swear that, you know, it's all our wrong turns that's creating this. And not to say that, you know, bad stuff just happens, right? Some of it is a culmination of some decisions that we've made. But some things are meant for us to learn and for us to grow, and some things we have to go through. Like, me selling my house and stuff is not a bad storm in the terms of, like, things fell apart and I was forced to sell my house. It's just, it was a decision I made. It was a decision that had to be made. And it was just a difficult process. You know, everything happened quickly. I had an open house one day, and I had offers the next day. It happened quickly. I wasn't ready. I didn't know that the market was like that. And then being a buyer in this market is absolutely horrible. You have to jump up thousands of dollars on value of the house. People aren't pricing things appropriately, and you got to jump up. It's just pure hell. You know, you have to sometimes realign what's realistic for your budget, realistic for the size that you're looking for, and so many things. Downsizing isn't easy. The fact that I don't have a male partner in my life to help pack up boxes and move things, that makes it difficult. I have a really great friend who helped me with some earnest money for a house because I wasn't ready to put down on a house, but, you know, my friend helped me, which was awesome. And that's the thing. I didn't focus on that. Like, how many of us have friends who, like, we can go and say, I need earnest money so that I can secure an offer on this house. Can you lend it to me? And without question, say, yeah, I got you. I wasn't focused on that. I was focused on, nobody's here to help me pack these boxes. You see what I'm saying? Like, not that packing boxes was not difficult, you know, carrying mini refrigerators and, oh, my back is killing me. But still, there was pieces of that where the family, my daughter's Gigi, was like, you're not staying in a hotel. You're staying here. I should focus on that. Like, that's so good. The pureness of her heart, the pureness of her love to say, you're my kid and you're not going to stay for a month, 2 months in a hotel. That's what I should focus on. I should focus on that outpouring of love that, you know, the people who were like, I got you. I got you. No, they didn't have the manpower to help me. Okay. All right. And somebody did come help. And at first I was like, nah. And then I was like, I am so tired of spite in my face. Like, you know what? God, come on and help. You know, like, I got it. And then I'm in pain. It's like, I still had to have a lot of it by myself and I'm still in pain, but it could be worse. It could be worse. So there were elements in that difficult storm that told me a good storm was on its way. Even the bad storm wasn't all the way bad. There were gifts in the bad storm. But the good storm was so big and so powerful that it threw out little gems into the bad storm. And I was just focused in the wrong direction. Because the blessings that's on their way, I need to prepare for those too. I don't need to be stuck like how I was on the other end. You know, I'm so unprepared and beating myself up. And then, you know, I have blessings standing at my feet. And I'm just like, oh, wait, I'm not ready for you. I need to get prepared for those too. So keeping my eye on the good storm, because blessings fall like rain. They pour down. And sometimes they trickle down at first, but eventually the flood starts and they come and they don't stop. It's just where you're focusing, what you're looking at. Are you looking at the gray clouds? Are you looking at the growth that happens underneath the raindrops? What are you looking at? And set your sight to the thing that's most positive, because that's the thing that you really can impact the most. That's the thing that you can make bigger and better the fastest. Do that. The negative stuff, like, you know, you just increase. If your focus is on the positive, you make it more positive. If your focus is on the negative, you make it more negative. You know, pick which one you want to increase. You know, I, for one, want to increase the positivity, want to increase the love in my life, you know, and I have a bad habit. I get caught up in details, and the details aren't always pretty. And it's always the thing that wipes me out, whether it be situations, relationships, the details always is the thing that, like, angers me to no end. And I will sometimes send a whole situation into the wrong direction because of the details. I'm learning to process the details, figure out where the fruit is, and go pay attention to the fruit. It's definitely a learning process for me, but like I said, you know, I'm on the other end. So the blessings are coming. They're slow because I'm still in transition. I'm still standing in the hallway going from room to room, but it's coming. I can see it, and I've always been able to see it. It's just that I kept turning my head. I wasn't looking, but they've always been there standing and just saying, we're here, we're coming. You know, it's coming. This is almost over. It's almost over. I know I had a rough season, crazy season, but it's almost over. I know that it's almost over. I feel that it's almost over. Very similar to when I had my daughter, when she was born, it was like, I knew that there was a season that was over for me and that there was a new season beginning. It's very similar to that. So maybe there's something in my life that's going to be reborn, or it's going to be new life, whatever. But that's what I'm trying to focus on. So I'm glad that I figured out which one was the correct storm to look out for, because it's definitely a better place to be. So what are you looking at? What pieces of your life are you looking at? Are you looking at which storm you looking at? The storm of blessings? Or are you getting caught up in the details like me and, you know, you letting this other crap unravel you? Don't let it unravel you. For real. Like, I'm here. I'm going to support you. You know, you could get at me, get in my DMs. I'm on Twitter. I'm at P Writes, P-W-R-I-T-E-S. I'm also on Instagram. You could get at me there. Phoenix Ash on Facebook. I'm not on Facebook as much, but I'm there. You find me, I'm there. you know, if that's what you need, if you just need some support, if you just need a positive word, if you just need somebody to cheerlead, you know, let me know. Get at me. I got you. I got you. Because we all need something. We all need something in order to focus on the good storm. We all need something. Sometimes we get lost. We close our eyes. We look in the wrong direction. But, you know, I got you. I got you. I'm here to remind you which way to look. All right. All right. That's my soapbox for today. Yo, if you want to support, you want to buy any of my novels, it's available on Amazon under the writer Phoenix Ash. I have Touch Me First. Sexy. Delectable. It's cute. Delectable is my first romance novel, and I absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. You know, In Her Makeup was my first book ever, my first novel ever. And I self-published it, and I'm so proud of it. It took me forever to figure out how to upload the format. But so, yeah, please check that out. And anything, you know, just leave a comment, leave a review of the books, good, bad, or indifferent. Just so I know that you read it. You know, I appreciate all your support. I do have a couple of books on Audible, and Her Makeup is on Audible. So if that's how you prefer to take in a novel, definitely look up In Her Makeup on Audible. But until the next time when we could exchange power, I got love for you, baby. Peace.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.